During a war, especially during a war, the military is serious about keeping secrets. For example, here's an Air Force reconnaissance pilot who can't tell you his last name, where he's based, or exactly what he does.
I don't want to say this, and I know you'll probably cut part of this out of me. I want to be precise in how I say this without giving away the show.
Eventually, he says it this way. He's flying missions over Iraq, looking for weapons that might be of interest to American troops or other countries. That's as much as he can say on this broadcast, and even with the people who are closest to him. His wife is at home at an airbase in Nebraska with their three children. Her name is Grace, his name is Brian, and this is their NPR War Diary entry about what he does for a living and how they never talk about it.
I have gone up on missions, and by the time that I have landed, what we discovered during flight has been on the national news. That is something that you'd love to tell everyone and say, hey, look, I was partly responsible for this. And you simply smile and maybe talk to your crew about it, but that is really it. You really don't say anything to anyone who's really not allowed to know that.
This is Grace, and I'm Brian's wife, and we have been married for 12 years, and I'm originally from Scotland. When we were first married, it was probably hardest then because I had all these questions when I would come home from work and ask, you know, how did your day go? What did you do? Where did you go flying? And I was told, well, you know, I really can't tell you.
My wife is, by nature, she's extremely curious. And sometimes she'll ask a question and she doesn't know that it's something I can't answer. Let's say we email. What she will say is, do you think they got Saddam?
Did you think he got Saddam, you know, today? Is that true? And he'll just email back and say, well, I hope so, you know.
I preface everything by saying, as you saw in the news, here's what the news said. Even if I know the news is correct or if I know the news is incorrect, I am not going to say. I've told you I've been doing this for 10 years, and I think early on I probably have made mistakes. Not glaring, but I think that if she was able to put together events, that she would easily be able to figure out who we maybe had done missions against based on where I went, the days I was gone, and all that kind of stuff.
And Brian's very good at maybe avoiding the questions that he doesn't want to give the yes-no answers to. But, you know, there are many things that I watch on the news that I have to let him know that, gosh, I saw this on TV and I think it might have been you. But really, knowing in the back of my mind, he's not going to tell me anyway. But, you know, as time goes on, you just get used to it and you learn not to ask the questions that you're not going to get an answer to. And you really find other things to talk about.
An NPR War Diary entry from Grace and her husband Brian, an Air Force major flying reconnaissance missions over Iraq. More War Diary entries, commentaries, and essays are at npr.org.